Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Up in the sky, I'm gonna get on MTV, mama. 1 hour from now, Mark Rippon joins the program. You know what Mark Rippon did? He got a Super Bowl MVP trophy.
Yeah.
Beamish got a ring.
Yep.
It's funny, when we were up in Jersey on Saturday, B had the ring out and about.
Oh, yeah. Got to make sure.
Yeah, let him know.
Yeah, let him know, bro.
Earl Forsey just tweeted something. At this point, we go around the room. I'm going to come to the phones. Phones remain open all hours. You don't have to worry about not getting on. You're going to get on. 7-2, and I'm aware of what happened in 96 when they finished outside of the playoffs, right? But that was very different. The playoffs, seriously, the playoffs have since been expanded also, which is worth pointing out. I'm kind of over the percentage chance to make the playoff discussion. Are you kind of over it?
I've been over it.
Like, they're going to make it. and now I think it's like 94%. So I'm more focused on staying ahead of Philly, who all of a sudden has won a few in a row. And is all of a sudden playing pretty good football. I think the NFC East race is pretty compelling right now. The Cowboys are, I think, shot, but the Eagles are on a 4-game win streak. The issues, questions, whatever was going on with Sirianni seems to at least have quieted.
Mm-hmm.
Although yesterday, dude, they had a big lead. Jacksonville comes storming back, and if N'Kobe Dean doesn't make... You see that interception he made?
Nah.
Bro, it was a fantastic play for a safety, let alone a linebacker.
Uh-huh.
So Jacksonville probably... I don't know where they were on the field, but I'd say they were... If they weren't in the red zone, they were damn close. So I'm sure Philly still has its own quirks and you know, kind of issues to work through. But they got a lot of talent on that roster. I think that helps a lot. Yeah, so they were at the 13-yard line, down 5 when he threw the pick. So they were really in scoring position to maybe take the lead. But just on a personal level, I'm kind of done with the, what are the Commanders' chances to make the playoffs? I think they're making the playoffs. And I think the conversation now isn't about it. We're in uncharted territory. I said this on NBC4 last night.
Mm-hmm.
We have to rewire our brains. And maybe you don't, Brian, because you played for them when they were winners like this. But for Landfill, who's younger than I am, like, we have to rewire our brains to accept, yo, this team is good, and the conversations are different now. Right? And Landini, is it weird for you to accept?
It has been tough. Like you kind of mentioned earlier in the show, too, they've had a couple pretty, you know, successful by the standards of Washington seasons over the last 25 years, but all of those were somehow, you know, 5-6 12 weeks into the season, and you know, they go on a crazy winning streak at the end. The only time other than this that I remember the team just actually being good kind of at the beginning and the midpoint of the season was in 1999.
Yeah. That team was good.
I remember that team, Landfill. Yeah.
That team was legit. I just think the focus now is what does the rest of this season look like? How do they keep getting better? Who improves?
All right.
Who could come on? I still very much believe Luke McCaffrey and Ben Sennett haven't come close to their best football yet.
Luke had one yesterday.
He had an opportunity.
But I'd see why Jaden didn't throw it, because the safety was coming over. Would have been a big hit, or possibly that if the dude breaks on the ball, you don't know what could happen there. But the ultimate thing for me is
Jeff's got his helmet on.
I want them to basically, at this point, you're 7-2. Okay, let's erase that. We're 0-0. We got 8 games left. Let's have an above 500 record going forward. That's how you let you think about it. You can't do anything about 7-2 anymore. Let's think about what we got ahead of us. That's the approach they've taken in the first 9 games.
That's what they say week after week after week.
That's what they've done. So do this now. Hell, like Mighty Gomez, like we're 0-0 now. Let's go.
And that, getting to know him enough and listening to him talk, that is Jaden's mindset by a mile.
Yeah.
And it's the right way to be. Jeff, is this hard for you as you sit here with a Redskins helmet on and a Jaden Daniels t-shirt on? Do you have to recalibrate?
The helmet with his headphones over the helmet.
It's a hell of a look. I love it every week.
It's not hard for me at all, JP. I'm just enjoying the ride. You know, they didn't already exceeded my expectations and a lot of people's expectations on the season. I'm not even going to say the next sentence I was about to say. We ain't even going to put that in the air. But like I said, they didn't already exceed my expectations. The only thing I could do is sit and take the ride and enjoy the ride.
Enjoy,
you know?
It, baby.
If we win, we win. We don't, we don't. But, yes, I want us to go and really smack the Eagles and the Steelers next. Two big games back to back.
There's a lot of talk about Pennsylvania and the importance Pennsylvania carries in our nation and how hard it is to get immediate results out of Pennsylvania. Washington got the Battle of Pennsylvania coming. The next 2 games. In the next 11 days, they got 2 games against the Eagles and the Steelers.
There you go, bro.
And if you can get through these, I even think it's like silly to try to put like what the numbers need to be, right? Because you get to the bye week. Each game's its own entity. The Steelers ball club, I think, presents a lot of challenges. Highsmith and Watt off the edges are going to be something they haven't seen. Minka is a different dude. This is a serious challenge that I think is going to be just an awesome game.
Oh, yeah.
Let me get some calls here. Jeff, I'm not even doing a bit. Line 2, is that supposed to be Reese or is that Reese? What do we got on line 2?
Reese's.
That was Landfill's doing.
Reese's Pieces.
It's Reese.
Reese.
From St. Mary's County.
Yeah.
With the IES.
Yeah, this is a lot going on here. Hello, Reese. What up?
Hey, what's up, buddy? How y'all doing?
We're good, man. How are you?
All right. Can I go on script real quick? I got a question.
Fire away, dude.
All right. Now, you know how Jaden Daniels, his best friend, is number one on the Jazz, right?
Yeah.
I just got a question. Would you trade Allen Fultz and the 3rd-round pick to get him from the Giants? Or was that too much?
You think the Giants are going to get rid of the guy they just drafted this year?
With all we giving them, yes.
I think we go off all that. We crazy. For one person?
Okay.
Nah.
That's a little nuts. But thank you for the call, Reese. Appreciate you.
All right, buddy.
Take care. You imagine sitting on hold for 45 minutes to ask that question? Kurt is in Ashburn. What up, Kurt?
Well, gents, I'm really happy about this. I've been a fan of the Washington team since 64. I'm older than amino acids.
Wow.
But I'll tell you, this is one of the best we've seen. And as far as a percentage, I'll go with Yogi, that 90% is mental and the other half is physical. No, seriously. 40-20, offense, defense, special teams.
All right.
I like it.
I went to the Super Bowl in 1983 with my best friend because we figured, you know, we may never make it here again. We better go now. And it was great.
Appreciate
it, man.
That's
all I got to say.
All right, bro. Appreciate you.
Great call. Thanks, dude. Folks are excited, understandably, man. Dom is in D.C. What's up, Dom?
JP, B. Mitch, what's up, guys?
What's up, brother?
First, let me say, B. Mitch, in my heart, you are a legend, my all-time favorite Washington player.
Thank you, man.
And JP, you are just on my Mount Rushmore Washington sportscaster.
Thanks, dude. I appreciate that.
B. Mitch, I got to apologize to you because when that whole rebrand thing went down and you said when they start winning, people ain't going to care what the name is.
Uh-huh.
I said, man, B. Mitch tripping. Now, I don't care what the name is. We are finally winning. I feel like most of the credit should go to Adam Peters, because he went out and he got guys that were culture changers. But in that game yesterday, I would have to say that 50% to the offense, 50% to the defense. We are finding ways to win close games. And as you guys know, these are games we would have lost in the past.
Yeah. You know, the way the Giants played yesterday was very reminiscent of how Washington has played in the past, where it's like they have a good game plan early, a couple turnovers screw them up, they're trying to climb their way back in late, a couple things go wrong, and you're just short, right? Like, oh, man, but if they got that two-point conversion, or they didn't, if they just kicked the field goal there, like all, when you start playing the what-if game, and what Jaden has done, what Washington has done, what the staff has done, is you stop playing the what-if game. It's just what actually happened.
There you go.
And it's pretty rewarding, man. Thank you, Dom. Appreciate the call, dude. Go ahead.
My pleasure. You guys have a good one.
All right, Dom. Take care, man.
Thanks, buddy. Lot of fun going on the internet. It just surrounding it. And for the folks that care, I'm not one, but I'm going to point this out. Caleb Williams in the last two games is completing 49% of his passes, averaging about $125 a game, no touchdowns either on the ground or through the air. Been sacked 9 times, and the Bears are 0-2 in their last two games.
All right.
I don't feel the need to drag Caleb to celebrate Jaden. I imagine Jaden wouldn't either.
You can just talk about Jaden.
Since the Bears fans, I guess, keep chirping at people.
They are trying to drag the guy that's playing well, which makes no sense to me.
Caleb might have also, I think he kind of hurt his ankle yesterday late in that game. The Bears, honestly, are pretty irrelevant to me. Yeah. If you want to focus on a team in the NFC North, focus on the Lions, because that's who Washington's chasing. This may sound absurd to discuss, but for the one seed and the bye week in the conference, the only team that's ahead of Washington is Detroit.
Yeah.
Like that's, we have to rewire our brains, man. Like,
I don't think about it anyway.
I'm not saying you, but our listeners, a lot of people that care about this team, that's how they're convinced, like, oh man, going up to the Meadowlands. I thought that was going to be a tough, close game, and in a lot of ways it was, but they were in control. Let's go to Super Dave is on the line. Hello, Super Dave. How do you do?
JP, B. Mitch, what up, though?
What's up, man?
Hey, listen, man, first and foremost, thanks for taking my call. I just want to say this team has exceeded everyone's expectations. The credit pie, I'm going to break it down for you and check this out. 50% got to go to the best duo in the NFL right now, and that's JD5 and Terry Scary Terry. You can't give me a better duo in the NFL right now than JD5 and Terry McLaurin. That's 50% of the pie goes to them. 25% of the pie, we're going to give it to the coaching staff. Y'all, we really need to start thinking about the awards for the year. Dan Quinn really should be nominated Coach of the Year. This team won 4 games last year, 4-13. We already 7-2 in the first half. So if we, you know, the next 8 games, if we go 4-4, we still finish 11-6. This coaching staff have came in and just tremendously turned this team around. I don't know how long we're going to hold on the cliff, but, man, we better enjoy this moment and enjoy this ride while we got it. 25% to that coaching staff. And the other 25%, B. Mitch, you got to agree with me. They got to go to the fan base, bro. Like, the energy that we've been seeing lately, man, it's top tier. I wanted to ask you a question, B. Mitch. I know it's kind of hard to compare that Super Bowl team to what we got going on right now, but just the energy in the city, can't you tell and feel it? Can you compare it to, like, when you played with the Hogs and the good years we had? Do you feel the energy is back in the city again?
I feel the energy has started to come back. It'd be hard for me to say anything was like that, though.
Yeah. I
feel extreme energy coming back, because believe me, it had left.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So
yesterday at Giants Stadium, Dave, thank you very much, dude.
Appreciate it, Dave.
Yesterday at Giants Stadium felt like FedEx used to feel. Like it was just the apathy among those Giants fans. It was quiet and dispirited. But B, I honestly think, one, I think you're seeing so much more Commander spirit. Like this morning I was on Instagram and just like a dude I haven't talked to in years, but we grew up, went to high school together, McCluskey, I see his, and it's just a picture of him and his son with a Redskins shirt on. Uh-huh. Like, and it just hail. Like the energy is there. I think Sunday's game against the Steelers is a real opportunity. And I'm not going to knock anybody that sells their tickets, whatever. You make your own choices. This is America. Do your own thing. But like, if it's back, let's let it be 60-40 Commanders fans. You know what I mean? Like, don't let the Steelers fans take over. And some of this is contractual ticket broker stuff that's been going on for years that you can't necessarily unwind contracts. I get all that. But, like, if you have the choice and you're thrilled that this team is 7-2, be there on Sunday.
Yeah.
Not everybody has a choice. There's a lot of things going on. But you have an opportunity to make a statement about being back. The Steelers fans will be everywhere.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. Yeah.
They live here. They're not driving from Pittsburgh. They live here. Then some of them still drive. But, like, if you want to celebrate that we're back and a lot of people really care about that stuff, prove it. All right. Phone lines are lit up. We're taking all calls until 1 o'clock. Nobody be concerned. Stay right where you are. It's B. Mitch.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Finley. All right, we're up on the stream if you want to hang out there at youtube.com/1067thefan. Whole bunch of people are watching. We appreciate you. A couple tweets that came to mind for me that I think is pretty relevant. PFF, Pro Football Focus. All of a sudden, the grades for these Washington teams look pretty damn good. Highest graded Commanders in Week 9 in the win over the Giants. Jaden Daniels at 88.2. Noah Brown, 79. Bobby Wagner, 78.9. Dorrance Armstrong, 78.8. Austin Eckler, 78.7. And I really like this. Tell me what you think about this, B.
Mm-hmm.
I think this really explains this. You know how the Ravens game was kind of close, but the Ravens were pretty much always in control of it?
Yeah.
Yesterday was the Ravens. This is from David Slotkin. Yesterday felt like the Ravens game, but in reverse. It was a one-score game, but I never felt like Washington was in danger of losing. I think that's kind of accurate because when it was a one-score game, it was generally brought down from like a 13-6.
Uh-huh.
Never like 3 or 2. Like yeah, they could tie it or take the lead with a field goal. And it was, I don't know, pretty damn exciting.
Loved it.
A lot of people on the phones. We're going to let everybody go right now. Our guy Drew Cohen is on the line. What up, Drew?
Hey, guys. Hey, great win. And, you know, I think the whole team gets a credit pie, but I do want to shout out you, Bobby Johnson and Tyler Badass, you know, for going in there and shutting down that pass rush. That was the key to that victory, and it was fun to watch. But something that you guys both said earlier, JPU, about, you know, not worrying about if we're getting into the playoffs, but kind of how we're getting in, and B. Mitch, what you said about, you know, if the fans are coming back, but it's not quite back the way it was. I was like, what is it going to take to get back the way it was? And I think we need an NFC conference win in Landover, at home. And I think that it's playing out that we could get that, right? We got to take care of, you know, Pittsburgh and Philly. If we can win the next three and Dallas, that puts us in a great spot for division champions this year. And then the schedule gets nice. You get the first or second seed. You got a chance for the road to the Super Bowl to have to go through Northwest Stadium. So that's what I'm rooting for, because that means more tailgates in the stadium in January. And we haven't had home playoff wins ever in that stadium. And that's what we need.
I like it, Drew. Thanks, buddy. You let us know when you're bringing that tailgate in. We'll be ready.
You give me the day. I'm ready.
Okay. I'll talk to you.
We're going
to
reprise a victory tailgate for New York in the state, in the studio this week.
Thank you, buddy. He's not wrong with any of that. I just think
that they're trying to compare a team that's trying to become something with a team that was established. Those guys that went to 3 Super Bowls when we went to the Super Bowl in 1991. Sure. And on top of that, they're 7-2. That team went 11-0 before they lost the game.
Right. I don't think we should be.
I just think that let's just focus on here and not try to get it where it was. Because I can tell you this, it damn sure is better now than it was in the last 25 years.
There are two major events in the next 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, trade deadline, 4 o'clock. Get through that first. And then Sunday, 1 o'clock, at least 1 o'clock right now, I think it's staying at 1 o'clock, but you never know, is the Steelers game.
Yeah.
Focus on those two. But, I mean, dude, if it ended today, they'd be hosting the Packers in a playoff game. It'd be pretty damn nuts.
Mm-hmm.
You know who has really done well for themselves?
Who that?
Northwest Federal Credit Union.
Hell yeah.
Yo, they bought the naming rights, and it's like, oh, man, FedEx pulled out. Like, what are you going to do? They're probably going to get the bump of a primetime playoff game. Not to mention, I think the Atlanta game, which is at home in D.C., and the Philly game, which is at home in D.C.,
mm-hmm.
have an incredibly high chance of getting flexed into national primetime television.
Right, listen, man.
You know who that's great for? The presenting sponsor of the stadium.
Hell yeah. And
bought based on last year's rates.
Last year, they were sponsoring
your pre and post game,
the pre
right?
and post game show, and then this year they came in and did everything and met the GM and all that, you know, and president, and boom, dude was nice then. Hell, he's nice now.
He's happy.
He's
now.
In a right position right now.
Telly is on the line. What up, Telly?
Hell to the Redskins. Be Mitch.
What up, brother?
Hey, man. Excuse me. I just got to say, this coaching staff, I'm giving props to. The quarterback, I'm giving props to. One big up I want to give this coaching staff is, you know, I was upset with both our losses, especially the B-more game. When B-Rod wasn't playing and they felt like they had to go a different direction, they learned from that. In this game, they sat B-Rod out. And they alternated these running backs. And they had a three-headed monster, man, and I'm loving it. They made an adjustment on halftime. We was getting gouged, rushing, getting gouged by them running up the gut. Tanners up, read option, all that. So what they did, they start bringing in that safety, having blitzes coming from different directions. We're seeing a progression. I know people want the defense to be number one right away, but as I recall, when Jaden got drafted, I heard people talking about, yeah, it's going to be a three-year process. It's going to take time, da-da-da-da. Now time is now. And just like the offense, the defense, they're gelling. As long as you see them gelling and they're improving week by week, they're getting it together. Calm, relax, enjoy the moment. Hell to the Redskins.
All right, bro.
Thanks, Telly. Good call, bud. It's a pretty fascinating situation where, let's say, Philly beats them head-to-head 10 days from now or whenever that is, and then all of a sudden they're in first in the NFC East.
Mm-hmm.
Washington would still be 3 games clear of a wild card spot. like there's a big jumble of teams with 6 or 7 wins, and then there's the Bucks at 4-4, the Bears at 4-4.
The Bucks at 4-4 now?
It's going to be interesting to see what happens with the NFC West. The NFC West still kind of a mess. I don't. Did you see the end of that? You might have been in the air. The end of that Rams Seahawks game.
Did not see it.
I mean, the dude on the Rams had a hell of a one-handed catch to score. The Cardinals are in first place out there, though. This is bizarre. The NFC West.
The Cardinals
5-4. They're the only team above 500.
40 to what?
It was a big number.
Yeah.
It was a big number. Let's go to Dante's in D.C. Dante, hey, what's up, buddy?
JP, what's up? I just want to call. I got 50% going to Terry, Jaden, and Noah Brown. I think Noah had like 60 yards yesterday. I didn't even see that coming. 30% to the coaching staff. And then the last 20% probably to the commander team that traveled up there yesterday. I know I was with Road Warriors, man. It was a good time, man. But we held it down. Fox 5 came up there with us, man. And they was leaving. Look, I'm only 31. So I got a lot of times when we leaving the stadiums early and stuff down here. Giants fans were doing that all day yesterday. They was leaving.
Oh, they were leaving early.
They were leaving early, man. It felt good. And I was talking my mess, and we all was, man. So it was a good time, man.
Thanks,
all right,
buddy.
Bro, appreciate it.
Yeah. That was Dante enjoying himself.
Yeah.
Try to get all these.
It was a lot of fans in them damn stands, bro.
Dude, totally. Antonio is in Arlington. Tony, what up, man?
What up, man?
What's happening?
Hey, my credit pie, man, is just 25% to this offense, man. It was just balling out. Defense is stepping up big time now. 25% of them, 25% to this coaching staff for adapting to whatever situation it is. And this wild 25% left, I'm going to give it to Riverboat Ron, man, for being a crappy coach and putting us in the position to draft Jaden Daniels, man, you know?
All right.
Hail to the rest. Yeah, man. I'm happy with it.
Thanks, dude. Linville, was that your favorite call of the day?
I liked it.
I can see that.
He wasn't wrong.
I can see that being right up your alley. Yo.
Oh, boy.
Jeff, let's play how much has Jeff sliced himself into a good situation for the weekend? Jeff, do you currently have tickets for Week 10 against the Steelers?
No, because I'll be DJing that game.
Okay.
So you got a ticket.
So you're DJing?
Yeah, my credentials.
By the solar power guy?
Yep.
And then you kind of, if I had to guess, might be able to walk in?
Yeah, that's it.
This joint, not cheap.
Oh, dude, I was talking to a guy
yesterday. And I'm looking, and I know these are single tickets.
Well, I was talking to a guy yesterday, and he said, man, they're expensive, right? And I was telling him, like, how I got some tickets. He said, man, but it's $500, $400 in the nosebleeds. I say, yeah, that's why I got mine way before the season started.
B, I'm looking at, I'm not trying to take shots at anybody that these are their seats. Standing room only, section 442, row 13.
Yeah.
This is the second to last row of the stadium.
Yeah.
In the end zone. 225 a pop.
Jay.
You don't get a chair.
Jay. Don't make a difference.
He's standing.
It's still the fans. They have to pay the price.
Well, let's hope it's not.
I'm telling you, it goes up because they are going to buy tickets.
Yeah, I get it. But, I mean, the absolute top of the end zones are 225. Damn. If you want a good ticket, I mean, you're paying, it's a G, easy. Section 101, row 9, you're right on the 50, $589.
Hey, man.
Let's go to Al.
It happens, dog. It happens.
Al's in Hyattsville. Al, you've been on hold a long time. What up, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
Doing good.
Thanks for calling, man.
Good, good. Hey, yo, so here's my credit pie. It's 25% to the offense, 25% to the defense, because they're doing their job, both of them. But the 50% I'm giving, I don't care what nobody say. That's the ownership. We would be sucking so bad right now had Josh and his crew not come in and snatched up this team. We need to give him his flowers now. This man came in and he brought in the right people. He got us the right coach. He got us the right GM. Without them, we ain't talking no 7-2 right now.
Mm-hmm.
So my 50% of this, Josh and the boys, I salute you. Thank you for coming in and resurrecting my franchise for real.
Appreciate you, Al. Thank you, buddy.
See, Al, it's like I was thinking. Like when I was thinking about it this morning, I was saying, okay, I'm going. Everybody but the players. Players doing their job. That's what they're supposed to be doing. But ownership, my man Myers, who helped them find Peters, and, you get a GM, you get your coach.
How about Magic came out and said it on the record?
Magic.
Hey, players, just worry about playing.
Yeah, all those people there, I give them the 100% because, you know what, we talk about the players every week. We don't always talk about them. They deserve it.
Mark Rippett joins us at 1. All right, it's a Victory Monday. We've talked about the Commanders for 3 straight hours. I want to shout out Alex Ovechkin.
That new.
I know. Ovi now has 7 goals.
Let's go, Ovi.
In 11 games, dude. He is now on pace to break Gretzky's record this year. He needs 34 more. I don't know if it's going to happen, but that'd be so cool. He's on pace right now for 52.
What would it be, JP? Tell us what it would be.
Dope. Like, undeniably dope.
That dude used the word a hell out of dope, boy.
I used to use it in lots of different ways. Now just the word. I just, having gotten to watch Alex Ovechkin throughout his career is one of the coolest things of my sports fandom. And I just love that everybody said he couldn't do it, and damn sure looks like he's about to prove a lot of people wrong.
I remember going over to Kettler. We did a show, me, John Thompson, and Al Koken. I had never seen Ovi play. And as soon as he came on ice, because you know they wore all them different colored jerseys in practice, didn't have his number on. As soon as I just saw everybody start skating, I said, that must be him right there. Al, how you know? I said, he just moved different than everybody else.
I remember the first time I saw him in person and realized, like, the size of his legs. Dude, bro. Like his trunk.
You look like a linebacker on skates.
Totally. Caps have a nut. The Caps play tonight? Okay, the Caps don't have a game till Wednesday. They played last night, lost to the Hurricanes. Caps are at home Wednesday night against Nashville. I think they're doing country music night, maybe, if you want to go. Then they play Friday night against the Penguins.
I like country music.
I like I do, too. You go check it out.
I do, too.
The Wiz tonight are hosting the Warriors. I know there's going to be some Commanders players there. Listen, the Warriors aren't what they were, but it's still Steph Curry. He's still the greatest shooter probably ever, at least of his generation. I think that game will have some buzz. I'm doing the alt cast, which should be fun. I think Jeff is going tonight. Is that what you said, Jeff? Are you going to the Wiz game?
Yes, sir.
I have a question for Landfill. Do you think Jeff paid for his tickets to tonight's Wizards Warriors?
No, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to bet no.
No, sir.
But, dude, that's a fun one to watch.
Yeah, Jeff, yeah. Got to use the gift of gab. Your relationships.
Use what you got. I'm not mad at
use
it.
Use your relationships, dog.
Wiz.
Yeah, got some good friends.
Wiz man. Warriors tonight at 7:15. Always fun when Steph Curry's in the building. I remember just going to watch him warm up, which is pretty damn awesome. But the Wiz have also been way more fun than I think any of us were really expecting.
Koulibaly.
Also beat. Are you ready for it? Maryland basketball opens tonight against Manhattan.
All right.
I don't know if the rest of the locals, when the Hoyas open, when the Hokies open, but college basketball's coming. So get ready.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how exciting it'll all be. I think Maryland's supposed to be pretty good. I think Georgetown needs to be better than they were last year. For me, like college hoops, I got to get to Christmas. You know, like Christmas is when I start to think hoops more. It's football season right now.
Hey, a lot of people think that way. But but then again, you can't like deal with more than one thing at one time.
I'm doing the alt cast tonight, baby.
Man, please. that's easy for you. You're going to just throw up alley oops for Gravis and who else?
Nah, tonight we got Buck Hants.
Oh, Buck Hants going to take over.
Tonight, I think it's me and Buck and Tony Massenberg.
Oh, T Mass going to talk, man.
And I think we got Rich Chvakin joining us, which will be awesome. I think it might even be his birthday. And who do we get? We got Rich Chvakin and Larry Hughes. Remember Larry Hughes was really good for the Wiz?
Yeah, Larry Hughes was a baller. Dude.
Yeah, stayed in St. Louis to be with his younger brother for college. So it should be a fun broadcast. Tonight's football game's pretty good, too. It's Chiefs-Bucks.
Yeah.
Anytime you get to watch the
Bucks
Chiefs.
Could be 4-5 after the night.
Yeah.
Damn.
Or 5-4.
I'm thinking the other way.
I imagine you were. Landini, do we have time for Dr. Nick here, or should we hold it? Okay. This I wanted to play because it's just incredible. Listen, offensive linemen and football players in general often have to pop their own fingers back in place. They just get jammed or honestly broken or taken out of socket. But for Nick Allegretti, yesterday was a chance to do something he had never done for one of his teammates, Brandon Coleman.
Do you have to be a doc out there? Did you have to help Coleman?
Yeah.
had to pop the finger back in. I almost went down because I'm queasy. Did not enjoy that. He's like, just pull it. So I looked away and we got her back in. But man, not a.
Had you done that before?
To myself, yes. Never had to do it to a teammate. Glad it worked, but didn't enjoy that.
Did you get the right finger?
I'm glad. He said, just pull it. I was like, all right. But, I mean, yeah, BC's done an incredible job. I mean, just the composure that he's shown, you know, week in, week out, getting asked to go. I mean, Brian Burns is a good edge rusher, being one-on-one on him most of the day. I mean, he has done an incredible job. Really, I mean, all the rookies, they're very composed, mature, you know, 21, 22, 23-year-olds. Very, very cool rookie class so far.
Ooh. Obviously, Daniels headlines the rookie class, but Coleman has been fantastic. Dealt with a little bit of injuries, but when he's on the field, he's been really, really good.
Yep.
If you solve left tackle with a third-round pick and you have a rookie on a first-year deal, the financial ramifications of that are so significantly in your favor that it's remarkable. It's pretty hard to fathom. Those are two of the highest paid positions on any team.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And it's huge. Here's what we're going to do.
The thing I like is how much all these veteran players that talk about those young dudes, they're so complimentary of them. A lot of times, veteran players dismiss young dudes, especially if you don't do what you're supposed to do.
It means they're working their ass off.
There you go. Totally.
Next, Mark Rypien joins the program.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.